The Grammy Awards, a time to celebrate genres. Just not all of them. This is Soundcheck, I'm John Schaefer, and later on the show, we explore the life cycle of musical genres with the author of a new book called Banding Together. And we'll look at the specific genre of fado with the Portuguese singer Ana Moura, she'll play live. But we begin with the Grammys, and with this statement from the Washington Post's pop music critic Chris Richards. He writes, "The annual awards taking place this Sunday in Los Angeles have eliminated 31 categories, scaling back from 109 to 78, and it's still way too big." We'll have to ask Chris to explain what he means, but first, Chris, even if they cut all the way back to 10 Grammys, would Adele walk off with all of them?
It's highly likely. She is poised to have a very big night. She's nominated in 3 of the top 4 categories. The only reason she's not nominated for Best New Artist is because she's not new. So I would not be surprised at all if Adele sweeps in those top 3 categories she's nominated for.
Well, and as we've seen in the past, sometimes the nominees for Best New Artist have been around for a good long time. But yeah, she's certainly not new after the success of her first record, 19. So who will people see? Who are the performers to watch for this Sunday?
Well, there's so many, and the Grammys have really taken hold on, you know, they're really grabbed onto this idea of putting artists from different generations together. So I think a lot of people are excited about the reunited Beach Boys, but they're also performing with Maroon 5 and Foster the People. There's another very interesting collaboration between Foo Fighters, Deadmau5, David Guetta, Lil Wayne, and Chris Brown. I have no idea how that is possibly going to work, but I'm ready to be made a fan of all 5 of them at once. So I think a lot of collaborations you should expect to see on Sunday night. Yeah.
And one that we won't see, Bon Iver, the artist Justin Vernon, known as Bon Iver, basically said no. Didn't want to do a live performance if it meant being teamed up with someone who, you know, is just being teamed up with for the sake of whatever it is the Grammys are trying to do.
That's correct. I thought that was a pretty bold move and a courageous move on his part, actually, mm-hmm. to kind of go against the grain. So
yeah.
Now, see how it shakes out for him.
Speaking of courageous moves, there was howling and gnashing of teeth when the Grammys announced they were eliminating 31 categories. Why do you think there's still more fat to be trimmed?
Well, I think that they've just grown out of control, and there's so many of them given out. And this felt really, but it really hit me hard by watching the pre-telecast ceremonies in the past couple of years. It's this marathon session. You don't see this on the telecast, on network TV at mm-hmm. night, but almost 100 categories are just buzzed through so quickly. And this is like supposed to be the most prestigious award in music, and they're just handing them out as fast as they possibly can to make way for the 10 that are given away, on network television. So it made me think, gosh, what's a Grammy really worth these days? And if they trimmed this back, would it become more prestigious? So I wrote a piece for Sunday's Washington Post trying to explore that idea and see, if a Grammy would be more valuable if there were less of them available.
Mm-hmm. So what was cut for this year and what was the rationale behind it?
There were cuts that affected a lot of different genres, and the rationale was exactly what we're talking about. I was talking with Neil Portnow, who's the president of NARAS, the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, and the idea was to sort of streamline the categories. So things that were cut, Best Hawaiian Album, Best Native American Album, Best Rock or Rap Gospel Album, those were eliminated altogether. R&B, Classical, and American Roots each lost 4 categories in the reduction. Pop, Rock, Country, and Latin each lost 3. So the idea is that all these recordings are still eligible to be nominated for Grammys. It's just that they have to compete in broader fields, more competitive fields. And I think that increases the value of a Grammy and is kind of a counter argument to the artists that are upset. They say that they need these awards to kind of keep their careers going. Well, it helps to have the award be valuable. So
yeah.
I think the idea of sort of slimming it down, making it more prestigious, more elite, and sort of redefining a standard of excellence could be really valuable to the Grammys and valuable to the people who win them.
So 3 of those 31 cuts were in the pop category, you said, right?
Correct.
It's always struck me that there are all kinds of strange ways of parsing that category when it comes to Grammys. I mean, it's not just like best song or best male vocalist, but like best group vocal with lead female
exactly.
vocal in an R&B. I mean, they get into such crazy categories. Seems like there's still a fair amount of fat right there in the
yes.
pop world.
I agree with you completely. And that's kind of how this thing spun out of control, because the Grammys have always had an issue or a image problem, I guess, in terms of relevance and being in touch. And that's the reason we've seen all these categories sort of like billow out and expand, is because in order to cover more terrain and include more artists, they've created more and more categories. So it's kind of they've sort of shot themselves in the foot in a way. So I think this reduction that we saw this year is a great idea. Neil Portnow says that they are open to more in the future, and sort of reiterated to me throughout our interview how fluid the structure of the Grammys are, and how it's all, you know, on based on what members want to vote for. So if that electorate can get mobilized in one direction or another, we might see more of this in the future.
All right, now, not everybody agrees with you, Chris. A number of Latin jazz musicians are out in L.A., and they've been quite vocal in protesting the elimination of their category. In protest of the cuts, a group of these Latin jazz artists are holding a concert of their own at the same time as the Grammys. That concert's going to take place at Mama Juana's Latin Lounge in L.A. and will include bandleader Oscar Hernandez, who won the Best Tropical Latin Grammy last year with this Spanish Harlem Orchestra.
Es nuestro deber hacer honor a la tradición con ritmos alegres reviviendo el corazón. Nuestra música, qué preciosa es, derroche de sentimiento, cadencia y mucho sabor. Esta canción se la brindamos de corazón porque es el mejor.
Spanish Harlem Orchestra bandleader Oscar Hernandez walked off with the Best Tropical Latin Grammy last year. Chris Richards is pop music critic of the Washington Post. No Best Tropical Latin Grammy to be awarded this year. But Chris, there are, or maybe there is still that particular one, but there are a lot of cuts that seem to affect, you know, at least on the surface, Latino, Native American, whether that's American Indian or Native Hawaiian. I mean, you know, the idea of ethnic racial diversity being kind of on the chopping block here is something
right.
that NARIS, which puts on the Grammys, really has had to deal with.
Yes.
You have a suggestion in your Washington Post article that the Latin Grammys give a kind of a way out of this, a way to serve both needs, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the Latin Grammy started in 2000. Basically, Neil Portnow told me that was the result of a field of music that was just getting so big and wasn't being addressed in the detail that they thought it could. And also, it was a global musical movement, you know, mm-hmm. really like a hemisphere, you know, being affected by this. So the idea of the Latin Grammys was to be able to give that attention that the genre deserves. So I said to him, I was like, well, could other genres break off? Could there be like a bluegrass Grammys? Could there be a new age Grammys? And he said, yeah, we're open to all these ideas. It's just a matter of the fact if our membership thinks it's a good idea. So that could be very, very valuable. Again, I think the prestige of the Grammy is paramount. So I think we're arguing for the same thing. I don't mean to sound like a heartless jerk and say, oh, if you play a certain kind of music, like, get out of here, because everyone
right.
is eligible to win a Grammy. But I think if the Grammy has some clout behind it, it becomes better for everyone.
Well, in terms of classical music, they might as well have their own show, because they never make it onto the telecast. You know, there are
That's,
a number
yeah.
of categories, but we never get to see any of those artists, you know, who win those awards. I suppose a completely, you know, pie in the sky, idealistic view of this would be just make everything genre blind, right? Just let's just celebrate the best of the best, whoever they happen to be and whatever style of music they happen to do. Is that realistic?
Is it realistic? I don't know, but I'm a dreamer, so it's realistic in my mind. but I put that exact question to Portnow, because obviously we care the most about the four general categories they're called, and which are, you know, Record of the Year, Song of the Year, Album of the Year, and Best New Artist, because they're genre blind. And we get to see artists from different fields kind of going up against each other. And those are the four awards that everyone cares about the most. So I asked, you know, could we do more of this, more genre agnostic sort of awards across the board? And again, he said, yes, we're amenable to that. So that was the encouraging part of reporting the story, is finding out that the whole structure is so fluid and it can change. And they also, you know, Portnoy also told me that they're very sensitive to criticism and drum banging from both sides. Obviously, you know, they're dealing with the protests that they're hearing. Mm-hmm. They're dealing with decades of people saying, you know, the Grammys are out of touch, the kind of old party line about how, you know, they just aren't in tune with popular taste or what is really important at the time, the music that signifies, you know, the era that we're living in. The fact that they're sensitive to that kind of gives me hope that this could be a really, you know, much more powerful and impactful award show for everybody, for the musicians, for the fans, for, you know, the Academy itself.
Well, the Grammys take place this Sunday at 8 o'clock, broadcast on CBS. Chris Richards is pop music critic at The Washington Post, and you can read his article, Grammys Slim Down, But They're Still Fat to Cut, from The Washington Post on our webpage at wnyc.org/soundcheck. Chris, nice speaking with you again. Thanks very much.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Say